So today is the commemoration, celebration of Gaur Purnima, the glorious appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let me read the translation to this particular poem that we just sang. And this translation is actually also a purport written by Srila Prabhupada for this song. This is one of Srila Prabhupada's favorite songs, written by Narottamadas Thakur. So Prabhupada said, I'll read this quickly, then we'll go on to the Chaitanya Charitamrita and speak a little bit about Lord Chaitanya's appearance. This morning we'll speak a little bit of philosophy about Lord Chaitanya's appearance, at least the internal reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And tonight we'll actually speak mainly about the external reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance and some of the past childhood pastimes. So, Srila Prabhupada said, this is a song composed by Narottamadas Thakur. He prays to Lord Chaitanya, my dear Lord, please be merciful to me, because who could be more merciful than your lordship within these three worlds? Actually, this is a fact. Not only Narottamadas Thakur, but Rupa Goswami also prayed to Lord Chaitanya in this way. At that time, in the first meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami at Prayag or Allahabad, Rupa Goswami said, my dear Lord, you are the most munificent of all incarnations because you were distributing love of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. When Krishna was personally present, he simply asked us to surrender, but he did not distribute himself so easily. With this incarnation, Lord Chaitanya, although Krishna himself makes no such condition, he simply distributes, take love of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is approved as the most munificent, that's a big word for all of you, it means kind, incarnation. Narottamadas Thakur says, please be merciful to me. You are so magnanimous because you have seen the fallen souls of this age and you are very much compassionate to them. But you should know also that I am the most fallen. No one is more greatly fallen than me, Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls, but I assure you that you will not find a greater fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first. Then he prays to Lord Nityananda. He says, Haha, Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss. Since you always appear very happy, I have come to you because I am most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, I may also become happy. Then he prays to Advaita Prabhu. Dvaya Kora Sita Bhati. Advaita Gosai. Advaita Prabhu's wife's name was Sita. Therefore, he is sometimes addressed as Sita Pati. Thus, Narottamadas Thakur prays, my dear Advaita Prabhu, husband of Sita, you are so kind, please be kind to me. If you were kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda will also be kind to me. Actually, Advaita Prabhu invited Lord Chaitanya to come down. When Advaita Prabhu saw that the fallen souls were all engaged simply in sense gratificatory processes, not understanding Krishna consciousness, he felt very much compassionate toward the fallen souls, and he also felt himself incapable of claiming them all. He therefore prayed to Lord Krishna, please come yourself. Without your personal presence, it is not possible to deliver the fallen souls. Thus, by his invitation, Lord Chaitanya appeared. Naturally, Narottamadas Thakur prays to Advaita Prabhu, if you will be kind to me, naturally, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will also be kind to me. Then he prays to the Gosamis, Mahaswarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunath. Swarup refers to Swarup Damodar, the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya. He was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and immediately arranged for whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Two personal attendants, Swarup Damodar and Govinda, were always constantly with Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Narottamadas Thakur also prays to Sarup Damodar and then to the six Goswamis, the next disciples of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Bhatta Raghunath Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. These six Goswamis were directly instructed by Lord Chaitanya to spread this movement of Krishna consciousness. Narottamadas Thakur also prays for their mercy. After the six Goswamis, the next Acharya was Srinivas Acharya. Actually, Narottamadas Thakur was in the disciplic succession after Srinivas Acharya, was almost his contemporary, and Narottamadas' personal friend was Ramchandra Chakravarti. Therefore, he prays, I always desire the company of Ramachandra. He desires a devotee's company. The whole process is that we should always pray for the mercy of the superior acharyas and keep company with pure devotees. Then it will be easier for us to advance in Krishna consciousness and receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. This is the sum and substance of this song, sung by Narottama Das Thakur. So now we'll go on to the Chaitanya Charitamrita and we'll speak from this. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So we're reading from the Ali Leela Bhakti, esoteric reasons for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent. We'll read a few verses and I'll comment. So I'm just going to read the Bengali. Sache hitu kintu eho bahiram arai kahitu shunache antaram. Although this is true, there is but the external reason, this is but the external reason for the Lord's incarnation. Please hear one other reason, the confidential reason for the Lord's appearance. Urvena prithivir Vara Hanivar Krishna Vatirna Vela Shastrite Prachar. The scriptures proclaim that Lord Krishna previously descended to take away the burden of the earth. Swayam Bhagavan era Karma Nahibaram Siddhi Karta Vishnukarena Jagatalam. To take away this burden, however, is not the work of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The maintainer, Lord Vishnu, is the one who protects the universe. Kintu Krishna Raya Avatara Kal Varaharana Kala Tate Haila Nishal. But the time to lift the burden of the world mixed with the time for the Lord's incarnation. Guru Bhagavan Avatara Kale Arasabhavatara. When the complete Supreme Personality of Godhead descends, all the other incarnations of the Lord meet together with him. Actually, let me skip ahead with this. Okay, we'll go to text 14. Anusanga karma hasara maran ye lagi avatara kahi se mulakaran. See, actually, this Bengali is all very poetic. This whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is poetry. Thus, the killing of the demons is but secondary work. I shall now speak of the main reason for the Lord's incarnation. Asvadana ragamarin bhakti loke karate pracharan rasika shikara krishna parama karuna. Hetu hetu hoite Ichara Udgama. The Lord's desire to appear was born of two reasons. He wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellowness of the love of God, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus, he is known as supremely jubilant and is the most merciful of all. Somebody speak a little bit about this. Oh, actually, I meant to do the next verse. Yeah, the next verse is actually important. Next verse, too. Aishvarya Janate Sava Jagat Misrita Aishvarya Sitila Preme Nahimora Pita. Lord Krishna thought, all the universe is filled with the conception of my majesty. But love weakened by that sense of majesty does not satisfy me. Amara Ishwaramane Apani Ankahin Para Prema Vashanami. If one regards me as the Supreme Lord and himself as a subordinate, I do not become subservient to his love, nor can it control me. So we are all aware of the Lord's exoteric reason for appearance. And of course that means propagating the Sankirtan movement. But the Lord Krishna, he has his internal reasons, just like over 5,000 years ago, Krishna appeared both for exoteric reasons and esoteric reasons. Exoteric means everything, what everyone knows. Esoteric means his own purposes. And Krishna's appearance 5,000 years ago, over 5,000 years ago, was actually for his own enjoyment. Of course, we always hear the verses from the Bhagavad Gita. What is it? Ritranaya Saranam Vinashaya Chadishkritam. That Krishna appears to establish religious principles, annihilate the miscreants, and protect the devotees. But these activities can be executed by Krishna's devotees, Krishna's energies. Krishna doesn't have to personally come. But the reason he personally comes is because he wants to taste rus. Now, rus means basically taste. So there's different rusas, such as Shandaras, Dasharas, Sakiras, Vatsayuras, and Madhuryuras. What that means is the taste of the relationship, of peacefulness, of servitude, of friendship, a parental affection, and finally the conjugal rest. So Krishna likes to taste these things. And in addition, there's the 7 indirect rasas, which are like abhuta, shock, or humor, or chivalry, or ghastliness, or anger. So Krishna likes to do that. That's why. Why do you think we get angry sometimes? Not me, you. Why? Reflection, a perverted reflection of Krishna's enjoying that particular rus. Or we feel fear. Even sometimes people want to feel fear. They go to amusement parks and they actually go on these rides that cause them to be scared. They enjoy it in this way. Or they enjoy getting angry. Or they go. Of course, in Fiji, you're very familiar with enjoying anger that's called rugby. Right? Fiji 7s. So Krishna, why deny Krishna these enjoyments? And of course, all of our enjoyments and rasas that we experience are, in this world, are perverted reflections, and Krishna's the original form of all those different rasas. So anyway, he comes down to experience these rasas, and some of the rasas you cannot, or Krishna doesn't experience in the spiritual world, like ghastliness, because nothing's ghastly in the spiritual world. But in the material world, Krishna comes down. Anyway, so that's Krishna's appearance over 5,000 years ago. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance was a little bit different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is based upon Krishna's observation over 5,000 years ago. And what was Krishna's observation? Krishna's observation was that the devotees are enjoying more than him. That's interesting. Not only that, but he also wanted to see himself through his devotees' eyes. Not only that, but he wanted to understand the love the devotees were feeling for him. Those are the three esoteric reasons. And so it's interesting that the devotees actually experience more than God. Sometimes the Mayavadis, they want to be God. That's kind of boring. There was once a movie many years ago about someone who became God, you know, some ordinary jiva soul. And he was, all the time, he was bothered by people's prayers. It's like getting text messages, 10 billion text messages every second, right? Get this for me, get that for me, get that for me, please give me this. So of course, Krishna doesn't bother with that stuff, I hate to tell you. It's actually an expansion of Krishna, Paramatma, the heart, the deal, because Krishna Galoka Vinivashati, Akilatma Bhuta, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, he's always enjoying. He never goes to work. Like Prabhupada told the story, one time Prabhupada was in a car with one of his disciples, Ambarish, who is the great-grandson of Henry Ford, Ford Motor Company. And they were driving by one of the factories, and the devotees asked Ambarish, "Do you work here?" And Prabhupada said, "No, of course not. He's the owner. The owner doesn't have to work." So Krishna doesn't have to work. Why doesn't he have to work? He's up to kami, gets whatever he wants. He's swarat, he's independent. There are so many qualities, he's all powerful, etc. So there's no question of Krishna working. However, Krishna does have a desire. And when his desire is something, that's what we call up to kama, his desires get fulfilled automatically by his various energies. Purasha Shaktir Vipadali Shriyate is Bhagavad Gita Balakriyaksha. So, anyway, so Krishna, over 5,000 years ago, was thinking of these three things. I want to enjoy like my devotees. I want to experience and understand the love that my devotees have for me. And I want to see myself, like Krishna is the original egotist. He has a big ego. But it's not a false ego, because he is big. If you are big, you can have a big ego. But if you are small, if you are small, like a jiva soul, you keep your ego tiny. Right? Instead of Ishwaraham, Humbogi, Siddhaham, Balaram, Sukhi. Jivaras Guru Pohaina Chakrishna Das, Gopi Bharata Paradamala Dasa 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 Dasa. I'm a servant of a servant of a servant of a servant of the Lord who maintains the gopis in Vrindavan. So Krishna, anyway, so Krishna had these desires, and he realized that if he wanted to fulfill those desires, he had to take the mood of his topmost devotee. And the topmost devotee was obviously Radharani, Srimati Radharani. And she has so much love for Krishna. We can really understand what Krishna consciousness is and what love is if we read the last chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which I'm not going to do right now. But in the last chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have Srila Prabhupada's amazing translations of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's speaking the Shikshashika verses and Lord Chaitanya purporting the Shikshashika verses. Not only does Lord Chaitanya give the Shikshashika verses, you know the Shikshashika, eight prayers, Jeto Dharma Namajanam, Baba Mahabhakti, Nirvana, etc. But Lord Chaitanya purports those verses himself. Of course, it's Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. And Prabhupada purports the purports. So it's like, you have Lord Chaitanya speaking, you have Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami repeating Lord Chaitanya's words, and you have Prabhupada repeating and purporting Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami's words and Lord Chaitanya's words. So it's like Shuka, it becomes sweeter by being repeated by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. So in this last chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you find really wonderful information about Radharani's mood in relationship to Krishna, her selfless mood in relationship to Krishna. And specifically, you find in the verse of the Shikshashtaka, where Radharani says, you know, Krishna is my Lord, he can leave me brokenhearted by not being present before me, crush me by his embrace, but he'll always remain there unconditionally, my worshipful Lord. So you find elaboration on that. That means where Radharani says that she says, if my unhappiness, my misery gives Krishna happiness, then that's what I want. That's my happiness. It appears to be like a contradiction, doesn't it? Like if my misery makes Krishna happy, then my misery makes me happy. You gotta think about it for a second, I guess. But that's love. And she also says if some other woman wants to associate with Krishna, then I will go and beg at her feet to associate with Krishna. Wow. What love. And Prabhupada also cites a particular example from the Markandeya Purana there, where there was a chaste wife. Well, let's say the ladies have to do this. But there was a chaste wife, and she was married to a man with leprosy. And the man with leprosy wanted to associate with the prostitute, and she served the prostitute so the man could associate with her. Don't do that. Don't, please, don't follow that example. That would be very bad. So nowadays, the ladies should just chant Hare Krishna. If your husband wants to associate with a prostitute, slap him. Isn't it? I take a stick to him. like they have this holy, a lot more holy, right? Where the ladies beat up the men. I was there. So anyway, this particular story, the husband finally realizes how chaste the wife is, and on the way back from, he never got to the prostitute, on the way back, he touches Markandeya Rishi by accident. Markandeya Rishi curses him to die before the rising of the sun the next day, and then the wife says, I'm going to stop the rising of the sun. And she does it. And then the man is forgiven at that particular juncture. So that also refers to us that if we are chaste in our devotion to Lord Chaitanya Krishna and our spiritual master, then we become very powerful. We can do anything. It's amazing. Like Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was the most chaste disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because he was the one who took the instructions of his guru to his heart and soul the most. Therefore, Prabhupada was empowered. Sometimes we say, Prabhupada is the one because he chose to be the one. You understand? Now, obviously, you can't choose to be like Prabhupada, but you can choose to be empowered. It's not that Krishna says, Samoham sarvabhuteshu nami dvesho stinapriya. Krishna says, I don't have any favorites. I mean, sometimes you look at someone who's a great preacher and you say, why did he get Krishna's mercy? No, he took Krishna's mercy. He took the mercy of his guru. It's not that Krishna said, well, I like that guy and that that guy, you know, he's nonsense. You know, you think Krishna's like us? That'd be terrible, isn't it? Krishna, I don't like the way that guy looks. I only want handsome men and pretty women, you know. Isn't that crazy? So Krishna is equal to everyone, so you can choose, but it's a question of the chastity. So Radharani teaches us this, also in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we're taught this in the story of Paranjana, but that's a different issue. And so she has this extreme devotion and love, no matter what, unalloyed, haitukhi, apratiyata, isn't it? This dharma means it means it's no cause. It's not in any. There's no prerequisite. In itself, it's the cause of itself. What's the cause of bhakti? Bhakti. The cause of bhakti isn't that you ate a lot of sweet balls that morning. And you're really enthusiastic. Isn't it? People think like that. Or you got a lot of money, or you married a pretty girl, or you, whatever. You know, whatever. It's not the cause of bhakti. The cause of bhakti is bhakti. Bhakti is independent. It comes from Krishna's devotees. Krishna say tomorrow, Krishna dite qua. Anyway, so that's bhakti. And so, it's very rare. Actually, bhakti is very rare. So Krishna looked at Srimati Radharani and said, boy, I'd like to be like her. Little trend. She's enjoying more than me. She gets to see my beauty. Actually, one time Krishna looked at a reflection of himself in a lake, and he said, who is this attractive young boy? Isn't it? He got stunned. So Krishna's like that, you know, he wants to see. Like, of course, the reflection of that, a perverted reflection of that is when we look in the mirror. And that's why in ashrams, generally, they didn't have mirrors. Bhakti Siddhanta was one about going, never used a mirror, you know, to put his tilak on. Prabhupada was asked, was it straight? Prabhupada said yes. You know, after a while you get to practice. I use a mirror, anyway. So, well, like the ladies, like Prabhupada said, one of the ladies' main business is what? Does anyone know? Combing the hair. Mirror. And then there's a temple in Braj, the Banabahari temple, where Krishna is combing Radharani's hair. And Radharani has a mirror, but she isn't looking at herself. She's looking at Krishna. She's not thinking, oh, I hope he combs my hair nicely. She's looking, wow, Krishna. So this is Radharani's love. Whatever Krishna wants. And even her mind, even her anger is meant to please Krishna. So sometimes you think, oh, Radharani sometimes is envious. When Chandravali is with Krishna, Chandravali, of course, is Radharani's expansion. You think like that, but not, it's not. She is actually for Krishna's pleasure, because Krishna wants to see her angry. When Krishna wants to see her angry, she gets angry and she beats him. But her expansions don't always act like that. Like, for example, Rukmini, who was an expansion of Radharani, actually an expansion of Chandravali, but who was an expansion of Radharani. So Rukmini, when Krishna wanted to make her angry, Krishna said to Rukmini that, you better look for another husband. You married the wrong guy. Instead of getting angry, she just fainted, right? She just fainted. But Radharani, when Krishna just even says to Radharani that your face is like many moons, Chandravali, She gets so angry, she walks away and tells her associates, Lalita, Vishaka, stand with a stick to beat it off this boy, one of them to come near. And Krishna, along, in order to see Radharani, has to dress up sometimes like a woman. He dresses up in a sari, like, oh, deity. He dresses up like a deity. And so he has to trick. So Krishna enjoys this sort of rasa, you know, the anger, the humor, all these different things like this. So anyway, so therefore, because Krishna wanted to be in Radharani's position, he takes on her mood. Therefore, he is Gauranga. She's Gaurangi. He's Gaur. And being in that mood of Radharani, in addition to experience what I just mentioned before, he becomes more merciful. So that's the reason Lord Chaitanya is more merciful than Krishna. It's actually a reason. It's not that Krishna just thought, you know, I'm a little tough on these people. You know, you think like Sarva Dharma Prachaja Mamikam Sharma Praja. I'm too heavy. You know, Krishna's feeling remorse. No, not really. You know, guilt, remorse. How did I kill those demons? Oh my God, you know, what? Got to control. No, Krishna's not thinking like that. But it's automatic that Krishna becomes more merciful because ladies are more merciful than men, and actually, it's a fact. Compassionate, soft-hearted. That's why in the Vedic system, the women need to be protected. Why? Because they're soft-hearted. You know, the men can cheat them. So Srimati Radharani is soft-hearted because she never gets cheated, except by Krishna, but anyway. She never gets cheated by anybody because she's dedicated to Krishna. She's chaste. She has, just like when Radharani was born, she was blind. And the reason she was blind when she was born, because she told Krishna before she came to the material world that she didn't want to see anybody. She didn't want to see any rascals like us. Isn't it? And so Krishna said, all right, let's make a deal. The first person you see will be me. Then you can see some of the other people around. So when she was born blind, and then during the ceremony of her birth, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, they brought Krishna to see Srimati Radharani, Vrishabhanu, and Kirtika. And as soon as she smelled Krishna's fragrance, she opened her eyes. So in other words, she has eyes only for Krishna. It's amazing, isn't it? That's love. I mean, just trying to explain this love that Lord Chaitanya wanted to experience. So then he takes the mood of Srimati Radharani, becomes completely merciful and soft-hearted, compassionate, and that's, of course, exoteric. He teaches the Yuga avatar. And then throughout his pastimes with his internal devotees, he's actually exhibiting directly the mood of Srimati Radharani, especially with Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy, Sikhi Mahiti's sister. These devotees, he's just like manifesting this mood. And throughout his final pastimes, this mood becomes even more intense. What do I mean? For example, he feels so much separation from Krishna, being Krishna himself, that when he's in the Gambira, where he stays in Jagannath Puri, he runs outside sometimes in the middle of the night, jumps in the ocean. And the ocean, in Jagannath Puri, some of you have been to Jagannath Puri, it has an undertow. In other words, pulls you to the side. It pulled him all the way to Kornak, the sun god's temple. And the devotees were looking for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was feeling so much ecstasy and separation from Krishna, that he was just floating in the water, and a fisherman caught him and brought him back. And the fisherman didn't know it was Lord Chaitanya because he looked different than he normally does. Because when you have a transcendental spiritual body, such as Ananda Vigraha, your body actually manifests your emotions fully. It's got extended like that. I'd be dead. So the fisherman pulled him in. Fisherman thought it was a ghost. He started chanting Hare Krishna madly. And Swarup Damodar Goswami was looking for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I found this fisherman chanting. The fisherman said, I found a ghost. Swarup Damodar Goswami said, I'm a ghostbuster. Slapped him and said, show me where the ghost is. Show me where this is Lord Chaitanya. So he, and then the devotees chanted the Lord Chaitanya, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then Lord Chaitanya's limbs went back normal. So this is the mood of intense love, intense separation. Vipralamba. Of course, also we see this mood in all of the Lord's pastimes, referring back to the Ramayana, for example. It was sent away to the ashram in Valmiki Muni. Intense separation. Dasarath, he was feeling, isn't it? Intense separation from Lord Ram. And Dasarath died feeling this separation. Of course, he was cursed, but that passed on. And Bart was feeling intense separation. So this mood of Vipralamba is actually present of all, in all the Lord's pastimes. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas when he was 24. His wife was only 16 years of age. And she had to worship Lord Chaitanya, intense mood of separation throughout her whole life, just chanting. And for each round or each japa, each maha mantra, she got one grain of rice. And his first wife, Lakshmi Priya, died because her separation manifested a snake. It's described that she was bitten by the snake of separation. It was actually a snake, but the snake was the personification of her separation. It's intense, isn't it? You think about it. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, getting back to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would, even when the devotees wouldn't allow him to go out in the middle of the night, you know, because they were afraid for his safety, he would beat his head against the walls of the Gambhir. And finally, a devotee just had to lie there and be Lord Chaitanya's pillow, just to protect Lord Chaitanya. So intense was his mood. So you may say, well, this is craziness. This is called Divyon Mata, transcendental craziness. So we're supposed to become crazy, maybe not to that extent. That's called Mahabhava, anyway. But we're supposed to become crazy like that too, like so much ecstasy. Feeling your separation, considering a moment to be like a yuga cycle, you know, unlimited. The whole world is no value. Shunyayitam jagat sarva. Govinda virahetame. I mean, that's really a devotee. Of course, we should step down from that platform to preach. Because, you know, because obviously if you're just like running around, Govinda, 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 they'll probably lock you away in a mental institution. So devotee, but internally, we should be feeling that. And the Sankirtana, the preaching, is based upon that mood. Prabhupada said, book distribution, Sankirtan, preaching, is the mood of the gopis. What does it mean, mood of the gopis? It doesn't mean that all the men should put on saris. You know, like in the bus you have a whole bunch of saris and men and they're gopis. No. It means the mood of intense separation and love with Krishna, desire to please the spiritual master, and intense separation from Prabhupada to the spiritual master. And this is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like really intense to bring a bhakti yogena, Yajeta Purushottama. That's Bhagavatam, of course. And so, anyway, so these are the reasons for Lord Chaitanya. And so, by taking the mood of Radharani, he was able to enjoy more. was able to see himself from Radharani's perspective and understand what love of God is. So this is the request. This evening we're going to speak more about things that the general public can understand. Like stories about Lord Chaitanya's birth, stories about Lord Chaitanya's childhood activities, that are much more understandable to the general public. So, on that happy note, I think we have to greet the deities. Thank you all very much. And tonight we have a program. What time is the program? What time? 6:30. 6:30 Abhishek.
Abhishek is 7.
Oh, Abhishek is 7. 6:30 is what? RT? Holy God. Okay, you're going to burn someone? 7:45 class. All right. So some of our guests don't know what the Holy Ghost celebration is. Yes. That's a Rani Kashyapu's sister who got burned. It's considered auspicious to burn her. Prahlad Maharaj didn't get burned. Anyway, it's an interesting story. Okay.